you guys doing?
Was that the thrill of your life?
No, this is.
I know. That's what I'm telling you. Like, if you're going to talk to me, you can't show faces of disappointment.
So it was mentioned before by Rick that this one's darker. So
yes.
Why did you?
How many of you guys seen it? None of us?
No.
Oh, I've been talking about it like everyone's seen it, and I guess no one's seen it.
It's premiering.
It's right now. Cool. Yeah. What are you talking to me for?
What? So how'd you come to that decision to make it darker?
I think that was, so I co-wrote both of these with James Tucker, and I think James, which is very ironic, you know, he's like just the biggest fan of the 66 stuff. He's probably the one who pushed it in this the darker territory. I think he wanted to see what, like, that tone we did in the first one. If like the 60s kept going on and all those sort of terrible things of the 60s happened, you know, what would that show sort of turn into? And so this is sort of like an extension. It has a film noir thing too, so I think that also combines some of two of James's big influences, like, you know, campy Batman and film noir. So it's definitely very different from the first one. I mean, the first one, you know, is camp, and this is camp noir, and it's just the juxtaposition is weird.
What was it like adding a new character to this family of characters?
You know, I think we knew Shatner was going to be playing the part, so I think that's what sort of excited us all. You know, we knew he was probably going to end up shaping the character more than we did. His performance would be pretty interesting. We were just looking at how do we make Two-Face interesting. And I mean, the challenge with Batman is he's we've seen so many versions of every single villain. We know all the surprises. How do we make Two-Face interesting for someone who's seen Two-Face's origin like 70 times? We do some definitely different things in this one. It's definitely a weirder take on Two-Face, not something that's ever been done before. And I'm sure some people won't like it.
Of course, Adam's voice is so iconic as Batman and as a fan. Or do you have this moment where you geek out thinking about the things you can make Adam West say as Batman?
Oh, yeah. Those? Especially the first movie. That was like all my sort of wish fulfillment was, you know, trying to write in that tone of like those Adam West deliveries. It's like, how do you pull off, you know, him saying something super ridiculous, but it's sounding not, you know, like, and that was like his genius, is that he would take these lines that if any other actor tried to do it would sound stupid or wouldn't be funny, and he would make it like, if you're a kid, you bought it and you're like, oh my god, he's so serious, and then if you're an adult, you're like, this is the funniest thing I've ever heard. So that was really the highlight, was being able to work with him. And last year I, you know, got to spend the day with Adam, and so I was really hoping he'd be here this year, but I know, it's so sad.
I won't say this too loud, but was he your first choice for Two-Face?
Of course! No, actually, I don't think we would have done it if he didn't want to do it, so I think we would have probably done a different, you know, movie, or, you know, different, we would have figured out a different into the story. I mean, I think one of the things that excited us is like, if we even find a star to play this role, who would have been cast, you know, if like the 66 series kept going, who would they have cast like at the end of the late 60s to play, you know, this character? And I think, you know, there's really nobody else that you would have wanted back then. And he just brings such a great performance to the role. He did not let us down, so.
When did you finish cutting the movie?
Cutting the movie?
Or the finished product?
I'm going to say it's probably April, maybe May. I mean, I know Adam was doing, you know, ADR, I think, in March for this. I think they had just delivered it right before he passed.
So I was trying to figure out the second part of that question. What was it like for you emotionally? You know, when, I know everyone was sad when you passed away, but for this project, how did you feel?
It was shocking. You know, I think I remember finding out the day he died, and it's like, I was shocked. And he was such a good guy. Like last year, we got to spend the day with him and get to know him a little bit. And he had so much energy. I mean, he was 88, and so much energy. He was running up and down the floor. He was in better shape than the rest of us on the thing. And so no one really saw it coming. It's like I really thought when I saw him last, you know, we'd be here together again this year, and I was like, oh, I'm going to be on a panel with Adam West and William Shatner. Yeah. So it's a little bittersweet to be here.
You guys kind of had a unique experience last year in that you got to watch fans live react to the movie. What was that like for you guys?
That's one of the most for me personally, intimidating things about making stuff is being in a crowd. I'm a hugely self-critical person, so sitting in a crowd and seeing what they think is funny, because they're not lying. They'll tell you what you think. The good thing at a Comic-Con is, like, I think everybody comes here and they want to have a good time. And if you're in that room, you're all probably like super fans of Adam West and that show. So I think it was gratifying for him probably to watch it and to you know, everybody just being into his performance and to the tone and to what, you know, that show he created. So I was pleased to be able to have that experience.
Now, we haven't seen the film, so forgive me if this is a dumb question, but I see on the poster, is Julie Newmar back?
Also? Julie Newmar is back. Not only is Julie Newmar back, Lee Merriweather is in it.
Oh, wow.
And
how'd you work that?
You know, it's funny, I was at a San Diego Comic-Con like 3 years ago, 2 years ago, I don't remember, but she was at the same party, and it's like, I'm working on all these things, and I just had to talk to her, you know, and tell her how much we appreciated her, and then I think we're like, we're going to find a part for you, we're gonna put you in this, and, you know, sure enough, we were able to, you know, get her in, and she I think she dons the cat suit. In this, so that's nice to see. I mean, there's so many people we wanted to get in. You know, we talked about like Yvonne Craig and, you know, other people. So it was good to get her in there. And Julia, yeah, she's in this and she's great too.
What was your entry point into Batman, like growing up? And like, how did that influence the way you approach these projects?
My entry point into Batman, I think, were pajamas. Like, someone's asking me that question, it's like, what was your first encounter? It's like, I don't remember a world without Batman. It's like, you know, it's as soon as you're, even like, you know, I've got like a 2-year-old daughter and she knows Batman already. She's never going to not know a world without Batman. So it's like, you know, just the character. And even like, I don't think I really got into the mythology of Batman until like the 88 stuff, you know, it was what, like 10, 11 back then. And when that started becoming popular, I started reading the comics. But first, it was just like, oh, I want to dress up and be a superhero. And for some reason, I wanted, like, I had, you know, I don't know what this is based on, but I remember me and my friend, we were dressed up as Batman and Superman, and I had to be Superman, and I was like, I want to be Batman. And I don't know why. I have no idea what that was based on. Because I'm not reading the comics at, like, 4.
Are you enjoying the Rebirth series?
Well, I am trying to stay away from the comics right now. I work on a Teen Titans show, so I don't want to be influenced too much by the seriousness. I want to pretend like the stupid version of the characters of God is the only one that exists. So,
what's your involvement in the Teen Titans movie, the Teen Titans Go?
Well, it's the same crew, so it's like I'm producing and writing it with Aaron Horvath. I think there's a bigger announcement coming out for that tomorrow about like what it's called and who's in it. But it's fun. We don't have any budget or money to make it, but but it's cool to see this show, which is very split. People have divided opinions on. Do well, so I mean, the only comments I ever see are the negative ones on Twitter. So, yeah. but that they're making a movie means it's doing well.
The merchandise and comics could go on without Adam West. Is there a future for this? Is there a future to do more?
I don't know. I probably not. I mean, I don't know how you get somebody else to step into Adam West's shoes. I think really the appeal of this project was bringing back as much of the original cast as you could, and getting, letting them like step into those roles for like one last time. So I imagine this is sort of like the swan song for the series, and it's such a great swan song for Adam West too, getting to go out playing Batman, as opposed to like, you know, Batman's dad or, you know, a character, you know, who's influenced by Batman or something. So I think that's a nice way for
him. Any chance for any other series like Wonder Woman 77 or something along those lines?
You know, when we started, we were talking about that. We were talking about doing, you know, like a button on this movie where he teams up with Linda Carter at the end, and you see Adam West is like in 77, you know, and he's aged up a little bit, and the mansion is all decorated with the 70s style. But yeah, I don't know if that could be a possibility, but. Yeah, it won't be. I don't think it will be a Batman thing.
So if Michael Keaton gives you a call, you're not gonna not gonna do the Batman 89.
Well, Michael Keaton will never give me a call. But if he did, I was. You know what? I had a big pitch, and they took it seriously for a second. Was to you know that Tim Burton Superman movie, like to do anime, to take the you know designs, oh, yeah. And I think they considered for a hot second. And
Nick Cage would do it.
I know, right?
Yeah, absolutely do. So.
You should do a Smallville.
Smallville?
Yeah. Like the continuation story, Smallville season 11.
That'd season 11? The whole...
Season 11?
You gonna greenlight it? Smallville season 11?
Yes, but it's going to be like Vixen and Constantine and shorts that's going to be on.
They did a comic book of it, so that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to get any of these movies greenlit, so write, send in your letters.
Come on with me.
Thank you. Thank you guys. Thanks.